You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
You are indeed listening to the Britpop Show, and I'm sat in a studio with no lights on. It is, right, already it's pretty scary in this studio because it's an old prison and no one's around, and there are literally medieval cells literally next door. Somebody the other day said it was haunted. Already that's pretty scary for me. And now there's no lights. So in the studio, so not only am I having to deal with all of that, but I also then can't really see the faders. So this is my excuse for why it's all going to go wrong tonight. Because you literally can't see anything. Can't see the mixing desk, can't see anything. I'm just going literally by the lights from the screens. Nothing scary at all, that's fine. And please don't send me a load of messages about all sorts of ghosts and things. I'm sure you will. Right, I'm going to start with something that we haven't heard in a long time to try and take my mind off the fact that I'm sitting here in the dark in a haunted prison. With all the sympathy that I might expect from the fact that I'm sitting here in the dark, in a studio, in a haunted prison, Paul from America has suggested that I should play something by The Darkness. Definitely not Britpop, but when has that held us back? It was such a good joke, I thought I'd go with it.
Mm-hmm. driving, you're behind the steering wheel. Touching you, touching me, touching you, cause you're touching me. I believe in a thing called love, just a little bit of my heart. There's a chance we can make it now, even if the sun goes down.
To the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
That's right, do not adjust your sets. You are in fact listening to the Britpop Show, and right now I believe in a thing called ghosts. But there's some exciting news. It's not really news, because it's not, I don't really know what the news is yet, but Spacehog, I think, are back. Now, I say I think because Spacehog, what they did was over the weekend, they sent something out on Twitter, essentially along the lines of, look, our website is going back online. We're doing some stuff. We're very excited to announce the relaunch of our official website. Stay tuned for some exciting news to follow. Is it an album? Is it a tour? If it's a tour, is it a tour of the UK? These are all things that we can think of while we listen to one of the best Spacehog songs ever.
Welcome to this empty ministry. I
The return of the hog. That's right, Space Hog might be back. Not sure. We'll find out. Hopefully they're back with something, because otherwise that is a bit out of order, saying, oh, you know, news to come. If the news is, oh, we've got nothing, that would be a bit out of order. But that's where we are with the theme today. What we're trying to do is today, it is people or artists or bands that I would like to interview on this show that we haven't yet. Now, let's not forget, we've interviewed a lot of decent bands. We've interviewed Ocean Colour Scene, Shed 7, Blue Tones, Dodgy, Supernaturals, Echo Belly, Seahorses, loads, Embrace. We've interviewed a lot of good bands, but there's still a few out there that seem a little bit reluctant to come forward. Space Hog are one of them. I've got some irons in the fire of hopefully, fingers crossed, a Space Hog interview. That would be good. Electricity we've interviewed. How can I forget them? A Space Hog interview. That would be great. But who else would you like me to interview on the show? And this is like a wish list. This is, are we ever going to get these? Of course we're not. But let's go big. Go big or go home, right? Now, Mungo City was written for a film that never actually happened. So they were asked to write a song for this film. I think it was like a Japanese film because Space Hog are big in Japan. Write that down. You might be able to get a band name out of that. So as a result, they did this song. They did Mungo City, and then it didn't ever get released. But we still got the song, which is great, which leads me into a listener in Japan, Ed. He said, I enjoyed the Valentine's Day show, but next year, because you remember I was moaning about the matriarchy and it was all the matriarchy forcing it upon us. He said, next year, you should come to Japan for Valentine's Day. Women give chocolate to men here due to the patriarchy. I'm on my way. And as a result, something by Menswear. Massively overrated Menswear, but worth a play every now and again. Right, today's theme is who should we get on the show? This is like wish list territory, magic wand. Who would we get on the show? And we are who I'd like to get on the show? Huey Morgan, Fun Loving Criminals. He would be pretty cool, wouldn't he? And again, irons in the fire. But he's also announced a tour. Now, I've got to tell you, last year he went on tour and I saw him in Cheltenham one night at the Jazz Festival, and he was brilliant. That guy, I didn't realise how good a guitarist he is. He is easily one of the top three guitarists I've ever seen. And I've seen Prince live, so that's what we're talking. I've seen Clapton live, so that's what we're talking. Now, his tour, it starts on the 6th of May. I'm trying this. This is very difficult in the dark. I'm trying 6th of May in Southampton. Then he goes Cheltenham, Dunkerton's. I will be there. So 7th of May at Cheltenham, Dunkerton's. Really great venue. Come along and see a bit of Huey. Then you've got Bournemouth, Bristol, London, Leeds, Newcastle, Liverpool, Edinburgh, Carlisle, Oxford, Nantwich. Am I saying that right? Exeter, Wells, Lincoln, Birmingham, Swansea, Milton Keynes, Cambridge, Holmfirth, Manchester, and ending in Southend of all places at the Chinneries. You know what I'm going to play next, though, don't you?
Hits from the 1990s. Listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop. There's only one way of life, and that's your own, your own, your own. My father right now is younger, taking me up onto the hill.
and the love and laughs of the days on the underpass. The noise we thought would never stop died a death as the punks grew up. We choked on all our dreams, we wrestled with our fears, we're running through the heartless concrete streets chasing our ideas. Run!
Bit of levelers there, but you don't need me to tell you that. Right, we had a message from Brian, and he said, Valentine's Day special, Electricity and Gomez on the same show. How good is that? You're welcome, Brian. You're very welcome. And Majid messaged in. He said, well done with this week's show. He was talking about the Valentine's one. He said, considering you're not a fan of the theme. Yeah, because I was, you know, not a fan of Valentine's Day anyway. He says, any chance of a town called Malice by the Jam on next week's show to mark the passing of the drummer Rick Buckler? I recall Britpop bands saying they were inspired by the Jam, but it might just have been Oasis, though. Well, Majid, I can do one better than that. I can keep it right on topic. I can do a town called Malice covered by Gene.
We'll be right back.
Town Called Malice, covered by Gene. I know it wasn't quite what Majid asked for, but I'm afraid I could have played the jam, but I thought this one would keep it right on topic. Right, what's the theme today? So today's theme is we're talking about bands or artists that I would love to have on the show, and I've made it no secret that Crispin Hunt is right up the top of that list.
I'm far too weak. I have
Can you imagine getting him on the show? He's never coming. I know he's not coming, but if he's listening, which he's not, that would be great, wouldn't it? Right, we've also had on the show Paul Draper. Unfortunately, due to legal wranglings, the interview didn't really play out and I had to pull it. But I did interview him. But it'd be nice to have him on properly, wouldn't it? Now, interestingly, Paul Draper is working on an album at the moment, which is basically unplugged Manson tracks. And he's literally, within the last hour, that's how we roll on this show, within the last hour, has put out a message on Facebook. That's right, that is how we roll on this show, Facebook. That's how old we all are. He says, fancy being a member of the Unplugged Choir. Following the huge success of the Cult Leader Tactics Lockdown Choir, we're again looking for volunteers to provide backing vocals, this time for a track on my upcoming album, Unplugged. As before, there's no need to be a professional vocalist. We just need lots of people to sing along to a part of a well-known and much-loved Manson song. Oh, I wonder which one it could be. What do we think? We will provide you with a guide vocal and you just need to record yourself singing along to it and then submit your vocals by email. If you're interested, please email mavis@draperchoir@hotmail.com and we will send you instructions. Last time, nearly 300 people contributed and they all got a credit in the 3CD and DVD book set. Of course, it was lockdown then and people were bored, but we're hoping for a good result this time too. So send Mavis an email on draperchoir@hotmail.com for more information. Paul Draper, you are welcome. In the meantime, bit of Dark Mavis, right? Why not? I reckon this is the one he's going to have the choir on. What do you think?
Bye.
Sounds like a bit that might need a bit of vocals. Were you singing along to it? I hope you were. Imagine that, a little bit of that on, you could actually be on it. It's not that track, we don't know if it's that track or not, but imagine if you were on the album, that would be great, wouldn't it? That was, of course, Dark Mavis by by Manson. And it's time to imagine if we had, just imagine this, imagine if we had Tim Burgess on the show. Bit of charlatans there. We're never going to get Tim Burgess on the show, but he's massive on Twitter or X, so it'd be great if we could. Imagine the reach that this show would get if Tim Burgess even mentioned us. Now, the Charlatans, if you're a fan of the Charlatans, they're playing Cleethorpes Docks Fest on the 5th of July, Saffron Walden Audley End on the 2nd of August, Portsmouth Victorious Festival, which is always a good lineup, 22nd of August, and Warwickshire Camper Calling on the next day, on the 23rd of August. Now, I've literally just seen something come in, which is on WhatsApp from Mark. He says, how about an interview with Supergrass? You must be, I don't know, clairvoyant or something, Mark?
Hits from the 1990s.
Gaz Coombs as a guest, that'd be good, wouldn't it? I can't decide. I was sitting there thinking during the song. I can't decide whether he would be absolutely crazy as a guest or whether he'd be super chilled. I'm going to go for the latter, although I think there's a strong chance of the former. Right, let's play a little game. Noel Gallagher and Liam Gallagher are worried that no one's going to go to their gigs in the summer. And so they ring up the Britpop show and say, we'd like you to publicise our gigs, please. And you can interview one of us. You can interview Liam or you can interview Noel. Who are you going for? Let me know. This is the last song I'm going to play this week. So let me know at the Britpop show on Twitter during the week and we'll sort this out next week. In the meantime, here's a bit of Oasis. See you on the flip side.